you know, the first work that I really thought I'd sort of got something on my own. Looking at it now, I'd obviously been reading a lot of Gertrude Stein. I mean, there's a lot of Tender Buttons behind it. Lots of early Coolidge as well. But there always is sort of this sort of tangential relationship to a visual perception that I described in the piece in Love Poem. So I debated this with Sam. I mean, this risks sexism, which the poems don't, I think. The first poem, the situation behind it was, there were three or four of us around the table, three men and the woman that was there. And at one point the woman took her jumper off, and the three guys at the table, you know, being gentlemen, reacted very slightly, just by slightly changing their postures. You know, one of them sort of went like that, sort of unconsciously. One of them sort of put his hand in his hair, forgotten what the other one did. But anyway, that's where that came from. Anglify was somebody launched into a rant at the table that this is in Scotland, you know, we're all just Anglified Scottish people, and we were saying, no, we're not Anglified, we're not. So, you know, there was a sort of a glance between me and the woman, sort of, you know, get me out of here, help. Hail, window opened, the soft grain thrown. Literally, while I was writing it, there was a hailstorm in the window, so I wrote down the hailstorm, which again is. I think I've ripped off some Anglo-Saxon stuff. That was obviously in my head at the time. But, you know, hail is the coldest corn, whatever. And then it starts going into as much talking about the emotion of writing the poem and being suddenly taken away and, you know, suffused with caffeine and hangover and smoke alarms and not knowing where this writing's coming from, and at the same time being off balance from the relationship that wasn't happening. You know, this not usual, not unbalanced, not hovering. Not usual, not unbalanced, not hovering. So between the two states, adds, I think that this comes from sort of an early stage of the degeneration of my posture. You know, I think it was a description of, you know, my sort of sense of myself sort of leaning over at the computer while I was writing, you know, tumorous excrescences off the bone. I think I was trying to exercise my shoulders back and not really succeeding. So it went in. Hair, reddish, artificial, and the better for it, does not seem as control. Yeah. That's what I mean. Painful in decolletage, dipping to rising black, just the image of someone crossing their legs and just bending down slightly, so the black rising, the white falling. Story, again, probably quite similar to for Crafty. The film show of the horror show behind Ice speaks of a repeat, just sort of realising, you know, repeating history again, sort of, oh no, not again. I've no idea what Lou's about. Her name wasn't Mary. I like leg lengthening as it does now, because the word lengthening lengthens the word leg twice. It's got two G's in it and a couple of E's in the middle, so leg lengthening as it does not down from thickness. The leg doesn't actually lengthen, but the eye moving down the leg appears to make it lengthen. Down can also be a noun, so downy hair on the leg. Leg lengthening as it does not down from thickness. Could go in there all day.
This is sort of a deliberate, well, it is a naive question, but how much is this poem about the experience of writing this poem?
About 60%.
It's a very professional answer for a naive question.
It's as much sort of being taken by surprise by the particular manner in which it was written. Saying, what's happening here? You know, and that sort of.
And has that changed as your